And now the story of a charismatic politician. He's the only child born to a white mother and a Kenyan father he barely knows. As an adult, he takes a transformative trip to Kenya, where he gets to know his father's family. A few years later, he enters national politics during a landmark election. Sound familiar? Kavita Pillay has this report.
When I told my story, everybody always said, "Ah, Mr. Obama."
Except Yanni Toivola's story might actually be more implausible. Until his mid-30s, the entrepreneur, actor, and dancer was a celebrity in this country of 5.5 million. He's been the host of Idols, Finland's version of American Idol. He's been a contestant on Finland's version of Dancing with the Stars. And he's been a spokesman for the Finnish Tourist Board to explain what's cool about Finland.
No matter where we are in the world, we just have to have our rye bread, salmiakki, and Fazer Blue, of course.
But before all that, Toivola studied acting at the same school in New York City where Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Sarah Jessica Parker honed their skills.
When I was 15 or 16, there was not a single black actor in Finland. And it was never anybody really saying that this is not for you. But at the same time, there was nobody in this society saying that this is for you.
Until Toivola got elected in 2011, there also wasn't a single black member of Finland's parliament. And there were very few gay ones. So it wouldn't be a stretch to call Toivola a blazer of many different trails. Now Toivola is in a new film called Heart of a Lion. It debuted at the 2013 Toronto International Film Festival, and it's been a hit in theaters across Finland.
It's about a young boy growing up in Finland, but having a multicultural background. So in some sense, I could even sense that it's my life story.
Toivola plays the father of a young boy whose white mother is now dating a neo-Nazi. In short, it's complicated.
But at the same time, we laughed a lot. It's also very much of a comedy. And I think it's also important to show that human side of these very difficult issues. The most crucial point is if we are able to change our thinking and reach out to something new when it's necessary for our own well-being or for the well-being of people around us.
Heart of a Lion is the first Finnish feature film to address race relations, and it was partly inspired by the rise of the right-wing anti-immigrant political party, the True Finns. The party isn't especially kind to people who aren't white either. Here's party head Timo Soini on BBC Hard Talk.
Tervo Hakkarainen.
Yes,
he's one of your MPs. He used a word to describe black people, which generally in Finland is regarded as completely unacceptable and racist. What did you do?
I said that don't use that kind of language.
You said don't use that kind of language. Why did you fire him?
Why should I?
Finland is over 95% white, making it one of the most homogenous countries in Europe. Toivola says that Heart of a Lion offers a glimpse of how the country is changing.
The film is dealing with issues that I'm also dealing with as a politician. It's quite obvious that we are dependent on immigration. We need, in the future, more and more people wanting to come to Finland. For example, in terms of employment, you know, the birth rate is going down and the percentage of elderly people, it's quite high and it's getting, you know, bigger. And so it's one of the biggest political debates right now that how can we open sort of the gates more?
Finns often compare themselves to their neighbor, Sweden. The Swedes have been dealing with immigration longer and have generations with multicultural backgrounds. Toivola and Heart of a Lion director Domi Karkoski note that Finns love to gripe about everything being better in Sweden. But Karkoski cites one exception.
Everything is better in Sweden, but one thing that is better, that we have Jani Toivola.
For The World, I'm Kavita Pillay.